Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wow, look at this. 7 after the hour. Another Monday is upon us. I feel like one of the jocks on any good station or Sirius, whatever you listen to. Yeah, they do their fast intro. Do hello, it's whatever the name of the jock is. And it's Monday, May the 2nd. Happy May. Well, we miss May Day because yesterday was May Day, right? We had a big celebration for Phil's birthday. He turned, let's see, was it 13 yesterday or 14? How old are you?
Ew, 16. Yeah.
16! He's never been kissed as well. Yeah. Yes, he can. And including those drives are driving us crazy from time to time. But that's good because he'd say the same thing about me. But he wouldn't say that about Jennifer Horne or Jay Kirshner, who are here. Victoria's off. She went to see Gaga this weekend in Las Vegas. Anybody get any reports from her as to how the performance was?
She enjoyed herself. According to her Instagram, she said it was the best concert they've ever seen. So
really?
Must have been pretty good.
Yeah, definitely worth the ticket.
Yeah, all right. Well, that's good. It's nice to know that. And it was hot, I think, in the Southwest this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. It's always kind of hot there anyway. It's not.
Yeah, it looked hot, like it was warm. I don't know if it was overwhelming, like, you know, 100-degree hot. But in the in L.A., usually it's about, you know, it can be 10 degrees warmer in Vegas. But we had about 82, I think, on Saturday, 85 on Saturday, but 75 on Sunday, which is really nice.
We hit 70 yesterday, beautiful day. Lots of people, thousands actually come to the farm for the first weekend of coming to see the cows and see the goats, see the chickens, get your eggs, get your ice cream, get a hot dog, buy some buns. You're all set if you went to the farm this weekend. Nice visitation, thanks. A lot of people, it's interesting, to people who are around here listen to me on the radio, and then they kind of, they go to the farm, and they see the farm, and then they try to put two and two together. Wait a minute, this is the guy I listen to on the radio, and here you are on a tractor. Huh? Let's see, yeah, listen. World is full of interesting things. Yes. All right, Jennifer's going to be traveling this week to the White House, right? No, the White House. You're going to Mar-a-Lago?
The Floridian White House.
The Floridian White House, yes, right. When do you do that? What day is that?
I'm leaving now. I'll leave today. And I'll be there Wednesday for the premiere of a movie called 2,000 Mules, which, so just to tell you what it's about, there was a nonpartisan group who had this information that overnight in 2020, when those unmanned ballot boxes, there's surveillance footage of these people dressed all in black dumping ballots into these unmanned ballot boxes. And they had the surveillance footage and no one seemed very interested in it. They got it to Dinesh D'Souza, who said, wait a second, this is not right. This is not what those ballot boxes are for. And so he started digging around using surveillance footage and putting all the pieces together and said that in the swing states, particularly, there was an effort to try to changed the results of the 2020 election. So there's a whole movie about how that came to be, and he tries to connect all the dots. So I haven't seen it yet, but I will, I'll have a report for you, and that's going to be screened at Mar-a-Lago on Wednesday. So it should be fun.
I was at an auction yesterday, Saturday, and the fellow who was actually a tractor dealer who was there, and he, instead of having a shirt on that was, you know, most people have a business like that, they have a shirt or a jacket that is emblazoned with the logo of their business. And instead, he had on this bright orange T-shirt, and it said Trump 24 on it. I mean, it was bright. You couldn't miss it. That's the first time I've seen one of those. I guess there are a number of them around, though, aren't there?
I've seen stickers. I haven't seen people wear it. Yeah. I've seen hats. I haven't seen
a lot of bumper stickers.
Yeah. Bumper stickers, yeah. All right, so today is the beginning yet of another week, beginning of another month, kind of first week of the month, the start of the program, I suppose. There's a back and forth on Putin's cancer treatment and his operation. So is this a smokescreen? Is this true? What kind of cancer and how did we find out? And then who's going to sit in that chair, as it were?
One of the defense ministers is supposed to be sitting in that chair, and they don't really go into details about cancer, but over the weekend they said it came from the Kremlin that he'd be out of sight for a few days, and then that, of course, fuels the rumors. There have been a couple going around that he has abdominal cancer, that he has Parkinson's, you know, then the rumor mill starts going into high gear. I take all of this with a grain of salt, because you just don't know what to believe, and it seems odd that this would come from the Kremlin. Yeah.
And maybe somebody gives the doctor $1 million and he slits his throat instead of fixes whatever it is that is wrong with him.
What was shocking to me is that he won't even let anybody near him, yet he's going to go under anesthesia and be fully unconscious around people. That just, none of it adds
up. It doesn't seem right. I know.
See you later, Putin. So who is this guy, Nikolai Petrushev? Is that how you pronounce his name? I think so, something like that. Nikolai Petrushev. What's his deal? He's older than Putin is. But he's in charge of the war? That's got to be good. and he is the one who convinced Putin that Kiev was awash with neo-Nazis? Come on. There's something else going on here. Yes? No?
Yeah.
Maybe?
I think that Putin had what he wanted to do. This has nothing to do with Nazis. That's what he's doing to justify
his
people. But Vladimir Putin wants to reconstitute the USSR. That's what he wants to do. It's what he's told us he wants to do. It's his life ambition. If he's sick or if his age is catching up with him, obviously this makes him want to move faster and you know, more expeditiously. So I don't know. I don't know who gave him the idea about the Nazis, but I think that was more to sell it to the Russians than it was for anything else.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's see. The Russian yachts, did those ever get sold? They were selling all those yachts.
I love how you ask these. I don't know.
Well,
This may shock you.
I'm like a lawyer. I know the answer to the question, but I'm just here to see in the truest form
weird.
Of perspective.
But I'm not in the market for yachts on the weekend.
No,
usually, I'm not. I've decided I have plenty. I have 20 yachts right now. I'm not looking to add any more to my fleet. So, have the yachts been stolen? Have they been sold?
They're working on selling a number of them. Some of the yachts that were taken were with people who were really angry with Putin, and now they're angrier because he's responsible for them losing a lot of their illicit wealth. A lot of these people that have all this money are behind. I think they're the yachts, by the way, a total of $2.5 billion belonging to all these Russian bigwigs, and they have been seized already, many of them. There are many more around that people want. But apparently, a lot of these boats, if you put them all together with some of the other assets, it's 30 or 40 billion bucks. And then the 30 billion in assets that have been frozen, helicopters, real estate, artwork, that kind of stuff. And so not only are we trying to get rid of some of these assets, but the other countries that have seized them are doing the same thing. So what I want to know is who's going to buy this stuff? If the Russians have all the money, are there people around who will buy these boats? I suppose maybe there's some, but how many people have that kind of dough? Do you think Bill Gates wants one of these?
No. Well, I think Bill Gates
got one already.
Has a yacht.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Most of these people who have all that dough would have the money, would already have I bought a boat. So it would be interesting to see how they get rid of that stuff. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi and all of her pals, were there any Republicans on this trip? They went to Ukraine.
Yeah, they did go to Ukraine. I don't know if there were any Republicans. I was really watching her and all the photographs that came out of her and Zelensky kind of popping around Kyiv. I'm not sure. I know she took members of Congress with her, but I don't know if it was bipartisan or not.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting because there's this, $33 billion package of aid, more money, and they said they went over there to make sure that what they were voting on it's a grandstanding play.
Well, people want to see it. It is. And the reason I would have doubt that there were probably any Republicans with her is that the Republicans went already like 3 weeks ago. In fact, one of my friends was there on the trip, Mike Garcia from here in Southern California, but Kevin McCarthy took a group of Republicans with him to the border. So I would imagine Pelosi's.
Did they go to the border or did they go in?
They went. They didn't go into Ukraine. They were not allowed to go into Ukraine because they were still clearing it out. That's kind of the time frame. So it was about 3-4 weeks ago. Now Kyiv has been cleared out, and that's when we saw the Secretary of Defense. That's when we saw the Secretary of State go in last week. So now I think it's safe enough for them to go into Kyiv. So
what they're trying to do is put this together as usual. I think what I see here is some of the Republicans don't like it because it's tied to a COVID-19 relief package.
Right.
So
the funding for Ukraine is tied to COVID relief. Yeah, so, right. You know, and that's what we've got to get away from this is not how it used to be. These big, huge, like, I don't know what they call them, what the omnibus bills, these things where they stick all of these things together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, just let's do one thing at a time and fight over that instead of having to fight over 12 things and then you'll never see anything get done.
Mm-hmm. There's a soldier in that steel plant in Mariupol, who was talking, somehow or other, there was a reporter around when he was talking with his sister. He says that some of the youngsters who are involved in this thing, that is young people, teenagers and stuff, their hair is turning gray already because there's so much fear, so much anxiety. The parents are worried about the future. They're trying to get their children out. And so there are many, many more people leaving than are reported trying to go into other, and they're not going into the Eastern Bloc countries anymore because they're afraid that the next move after trying to take over Ukraine is to go into some of the other Eastern Bloc countries that were, as you said a few minutes ago, part of Russia earlier. I mean, part of the USSR.
I don't want to say one is worse than the others because it all has to be bad right now in Ukraine. But for those people who have been trapped in Mariupol, they've been literally, I heard the account from this woman who said that, and she'd finally gotten out, but she said that she and her children had not been above ground since February. And that was last week or the week before. I mean, think about that. So for 2-3 months, you're just living below ground. And you don't see daylight. And just constant bombing and constant airstrikes, nowhere to go, no supplies, scarce water.
Of course
it's stressful.
Tough stuff, man. Mm. All right, so we continue. But that's our overview, I think, at least for the moment, on what's going on in Kyiv and Ukraine and Russia. Let's hold a bad thought for Putin. Maybe it'll be the end of him on the table. It's 18 after the hour.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
I miss my baby. Someone stole my baby. By the way, my baby is my landscaping truck that was literally stolen from a job site. Baby, won't you please come home?
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with 30-plus customizable coverage options, Progressive Commercial keeps your business humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I love my sweetheart. By the way, that's my riding lawnmower.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at Top Loss.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
With Dr. Jack Stockwell, some of the strongest, most beautiful bodies on the face of the planet, babies that were just so healthy that they hardly ever got disease. But when the white man moved into that area and brought in white flour and brought in alcohol and brought in the other things, now they're one of the most sickest of the indigenous peoples in America. And the same thing we did with the Inuit Eskimo up in Alaska.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 23 after the hour now on the Monday DJV program. Doug with Jennifer and Jay. Jay now with the story of Naomi Judd. I suppose, visiting. Look at the story of her life and what she went through. We'll touch on some of the highlights of her life after this.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Okay, so this lady, the mother of the Judds, I think a lot of times people don't associate Winona with Ashley. They are sisters from the same father? Because they look
same mom, but not the same
father. Right?
And Naomi and Winona, the Judds, the famous singing duo, they were inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame yesterday.
So sad.
It's heartbreaking. Naomi Judd has passed away. Her daughters released a statement on social media saying, "Today we sisters experienced a tragedy. We lost our beautiful mother to the disease of mental illness. We are shattered. We are navigating profound grief and know that as we loved her, she was loved by her public. We are in unknown territory." It really is heartbreaking. And Naomi Judd's been very opening about her mental health struggles and depression. And she said, and I believe it was in 2017, she did an interview and said that she dealt with certain things as a child, they really came out of nowhere in about 2011. And that was when she felt debilitated by it at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's when you have that and you go through your life with it, no amount of pills, I think, change that reality.
Well, she had a hard life. I had forgotten that Winona was actually the result of a rape. And it was apparently her, you know, when she was really young in high school. Mm-hmm. So you figure that, and if there's already something that's going on there that's genetics, there's a lot. That's hard to deal with, and I'm sure for Winona, too. And gosh, it's just, you know, so often we think of suicide with people in their 20s, and, you know, this sheds light on the fact that no matter what stage of life you're in, people need to be concerned.
And no matter how close you are, no matter how close you are to it, there's the unpredictability to it. You might seem okay one day, and the next day you're not.
Right.
And so, but they have had a lot of hit music, man. They made lots. And I remember the time we went to that thing, the Shatner thing, and Winona was
great.
The singer.
Oh, my
remember
God.
That? We did that. I don't remember
her voice is so incredible.
Yeah. 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 She has quite a pleasant personality, too. I don't know anything about Ashley, really, who seems kind of, as an actress, she always plays those pouty roles. Anyway, Naomi passing away at the age of 76, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Kia has announced pricing for the all-new 2023 Sportage Hybrid, the first electrified version of the brand's stylish and capable SUV, starting at $27,290. The 2023 Sportage HEV is the third model in the ongoing cadence of eco-minded offerings, guided by Plan S, the global Kia production electrification strategy. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The search for a missing Alabama inmate and a corrections officer continues Monday. The pair went missing Friday after Vicki White from the Lauderdale County Sheriff's Office said she was taking unrelated inmate Casey White for a mental health evaluation at the county courthouse. But the officer and the inmate never arrived. Authorities are considering multiple scenarios. Was Vicky White overpowered and kidnapped by the 6'9" inmate, or did she assist him?
Take me back to yesterday, when the line between right and wrong didn't seem so easy.
Naomi Judd, whose family harmonies with daughter Winona turned them into Grammy-winning country stars, the Judds, has died at the age of 76. Her daughters Winona and Ashley announced her death on Saturday, saying, "We are in unknown territory." USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
President Trump held a rally in Greenwood, Nebraska over the weekend.
We grew the conservative movement into a working people's movement. The Republican Party is now a party of a lot of people, but working people more than maybe anybody else. And, you know, we've expanded this party to a level that's why they say we want the party, we want everything, we just don't want Trump. By the way, that's the liberal media saying that. That's not the people saying it. That's why we call it Trumpism without Trump. And we're never going back. Our movement must continue to pursue a populist and nationalistic.
We want Trump. Thank you.
By the way, this is not only a big crowd. Look at those beautiful fields of corn and everything. This is so beautiful. You're so lucky to be growing up. I've seen things where I grew up that are a little tough.
For years, pediatricians have followed what they say is flawed guidance linking race to risk of urinary infection and newborn jaundice. In a new policy announced Monday, the American Academy of Pediatrics says it's putting all of its guidance under the microscope to eliminate race-based medicine. Joseph Wright, lead author of a new policy and chief health equity officer at the University of Maryland, says they'll re-examine the AAP treatment recommendations. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
American Family Farmer Podcast.
Matt Caresco from the Farmer's Footprint.
Everyone's starting to talk about regenerative ag. They're starting to talk about nutrient density. They're starting to talk about restoring the carbon cycle. I think this is something that consumers are ultimately going to expect and require. And I think that's going to be advantageous for the farmer, who's going to ultimately shift their practices and methods to meet what the consumer demands.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, here we are at 34 after the hour, the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, Farmer Doug, in my local community. I'm just actually filling out a form for the MSPCA, the Massachusetts Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. If you Google them, you will see the story of a woman on a small farm in Methuen, Massachusetts, that had 30 cows, and the MSPCA went in there over the weekend because there have been complaints about the care and conditioning of the animals and apparently they're in rough shape, so they're looking for homes, and I said I'd take some of them if, in fact, it gets down. It's a rare breed of cow, so that's it's amazing to me. The reason I'm bringing it up is it's amazing to me, and my dog came from the same circumstances, how people can have these animals and either not know or not care. In the case of Daisy May, my bulldog, she came from a puppy mill down in Alabama. They had 40 dogs in this house, and they raided the house, the Society of Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and they sent the dogs all around the country, and Daisy happened, her name was Princess. When I got her, she arrived at the Rhode Island, all the different emits of the various offices around the country took some of the dogs, and they found homes for them. But people who treat animals like that, either they are, as was the case with Daisy, they're just bloodthirsty curs, or they're mentally ill, like this woman up in Methuen has to have been mentally ill to have that many cows on a small piece of property, and she couldn't take care of them. You know, that's the thing. So how do you know? There's a focus today, I think, maybe because in part of what happened to Naomi Judd, the mental, we do a horrible, horrible job in this country dealing with mental illness. There are so many different circumstances. My mother, in essence, was mentally ill. She was addicted to alcohol and tobacco, and she committed suicide in a different way. But when she was 50, she died because of the way that she conducted her life. And what happened, as you know, she went through her life, she was fine earlier on, but she couldn't deal with my father. And you know, she didn't come from a place where people got divorced, and so she did what she did to get away from it. And then there are those who say that suicide, which is an outcropping of mental health issues, is selfish, and that may or may not be, depending on the circumstances. But the point I'm making here is that we are, for a country that is as well off as we are, as advanced as we are, as progressive as we are, we suck in mental health. We really do. We just are. And
well,
I mean, look
no
at the soldiers.
But think about it. We, you know, as everything changes in society, we used to have mental institutions. And then the mental institutions were overwhelmed with corruption and disgusting treatment of patients. And so we said, well, instead of fixing them, we're just going to get rid of them all. And then the mental institutions go away. And now we're stuck. I mean, so much of it's, you know, everything you're talking about. You have Naomi Judd, who at least has the money and support around her to kind of hide it away from people. You've got people there in where I live in Los Angeles who don't, and they're just living on the streets. And then you have all the people in between, the young people who are dealing with this. I mean, there's a lot of stigma still around mental illness. So, and there's various degrees, and what's the end game? I mean, there are plenty of people on the streets of Los Angeles who should be in mental institutions, but there aren't any. And there are a lot of people who say, well, that takes away their rights. And they're right. It does take away their rights. But what's the solution?
Yeah, that's it. And see, I get frustrated.
It's frustrating,
when we talk about stuff.
Well,
like
and
this.
Then sometimes you do have people who try asking for help, and then those who love them kind of brush it off because they themselves don't want to have to deal with it. They just think, you don't have anxiety, you don't have depression, you just need a nap, you need to drink more water, or walk it off. A lot of people don't take it as seriously as it should be taken, too.
Well, what can you do about it? Awareness is important, but we have all these programs. You know, you look at there was a big discussion last week about student loan debt. I don't think we spent much time talking about it. But there are people who are proposing us spending $50,000 per student to pay off loans, college loans. That's a damnable outrage. What is it? I mean, because if there's $50,000 to pay off student loan debt for every single borrower, then there certainly ought to be money to take care of mental illness, it seems to me. And even if you don't want to equate the two, I find this offensive as hell. I spent a lot of money, my children did, and you two did, and we all have, sending our children to college or going to college. And somebody's proposed paying off $50,000 per borrower. I think that that is as outrageous as anything. Maybe if you've got the, you know, if you've spent the money and you want to pay it off, you don't find it to be outrageous. But I'm paying for it. And Jennifer's paying for it. And Jay's paying for it. And you're paying for it. And so there are two issues here as far as I'm concerned. One of them is that it's pretty damned outrageous. I remember when Bernie, you know, it was time of free college for everybody. Bourgeois isn't free. The taxpayers are going to pay for it. And secondly,
nothing's free.
Right. The second side of it, the side of this is that college is too damned expensive. And people go to college who ought not to go to, be going to college. They should go somewhere else. Every plumber I know is making a lot more money than most people that go to college, to a four-year college anyway. And so anyway, I just, as you can tell by my tone, is really annoying me looking at this. It's not fair. Yeah. And college needs to be reexamined as well.
A better argument, as much as I cannot stand the idea of free college, because I think people don't appreciate what's free. I do think that there needs to be a big revolution in the student loan business. I don't think people should be capitalizing off of those hugely, you know, high interest loans and stuff. I think there's definitely some stuff that can be done in that department. But there's more of an argument moving forward for free college than taking away everyone else's college loans, because these are people who made adult decisions to go to the colleges that created those loans for them. Why is it that you come back through and mop it up for those people? I don't understand. There are plenty of options, and not all of them are affordable, but there are plenty of options that aren't high-dollar schools, and it seems like we push everybody into the same direction, and maybe that's not appropriate. I don't know. To me, it bothers me because I went to school. I chose a school that I could afford. I went to school so I could pay it off and not sit around with a bunch of student loans. I don't understand why that doesn't become an option for everybody else.
Well, why?
And I know I'm lucky, but I worked my way through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You got my point of view on it, and I think we move on to the correspondence dinner. I don't know why people think Trevor Noah is funny. I don't find him funny at all. There were a lot of jokes about, I think one of the things he said was, it was the nation's most distinguished super spreader. How's that funny? I don't think it's funny for people who have had COVID. I find him banal and annoying. So let's move on from him and focus on what Joe joked about, including his approval rating. So, the White House Correspondents' Dinner. I don't know if Jennifer, you've been to. I've been to a couple of them.
Never.
And they were kind of fun to a point. People that just see everybody falling all over each other to get better celebrities there, and you know, have people from government. It just you know, it's a way for maybe people to burn off some steam, at least at this moment in time. Joe said, special thanks to the 42% of you actually applauded. No, good fun. I think he's an okay guy. I think he's an awful president. He said, I'm really excited to be here tonight with the only group of Americans with a lower approval rating than I have. Now, that's good. That's a good line.
That's a funny one.
Yeah,
he also said that the Republicans are supporting some guy named Brandon, so he made fun of the Let's Go Brandon thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He had a few good moments. I think that one of Trevor Noah's funniest jokes was he said, wow, everything's looking up under Biden, the rent, gas prices.
Right. Yeah.
Look, you take it for what it is, right?
Yeah.
If it's funny, you laugh. I didn't spend any time watching it. I saw that Kim Kardashian was there. That was about it. I barely paid attention to it. But
Who brought her?
She was there with Pete.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they must have been invited by somebody. You don't go to the thing unless you get invited by some politician or somebody who's a reporter that belongs to the White House Correspondents Association.
They try to invite celebrities like that occasionally. I think in the past they try to get those big names, and they got her this time. She looked great.
Yep. I remember one of them I went to, I had a conversation with John McCain, because he was on my program. In that era, I was doing a lot more political talk, and he was on with me. Somewhere filled in there, there's a clip in the archives, which basically in which McCain says, "Doug, you are always right." And he had a good sense of humor. The night that I met him, he was on to something else. He was trying to make some deal. A couple of politicians. He was with Grassley and a couple of other Republicans. I'm trying to remember who it was. And it was obvious that they didn't want to have a conversation with me because they were trying to make a deal on some piece of legislation that was going through Congress at the time. Anyway, it's a good way to get your mind off of some of the stuff that's going on at the moment. I think there's no question about that. We can all use a little split. What's going on with Bill Murray? Speaking of getting your mind off of things, he gave an interview. I think he says there's a difference of opinion. And I kind of thought about what Joe Biden said, because some people took shots at him. Remember when he was running for putting his hands on women's arms or, holding onto their back or whatever, however.
The famous memes of the little sniff. Yeah, I don't know. I think, look, first of all, you have to look at things generationally. And I always give the benefit of the doubt to people of, Biden's ilk or Bill Murray's ilk, because they were raised in a way that, different things are appropriate. Yeah, people are not touchy in the workforce anymore. And thank God for that. That's a good change, I think, that we've made generationally. But they're not as touchy. You can't get away with it. But I don't know. He said, and this is this is a problem with comics. He said, "I did something I thought was funny and it was taken in a different way." And that, I'm not a sympathizer to Bill Murray. I don't know all the details of what was done, but, there is something to be said. You think you're being funny and it's all in how someone else receives it. And that's a risk.
Yeah. And he says the times have evolved. He acknowledges it and says that he wants to change and grow with it too.
All right, much ado. I think in this case, way overblown, frankly. 48 past the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stack.
It was all spreadsheets and like folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo like onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm like totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools.
It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer: they're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now, 53 after the hour, it's Tech Talk time here on the DJV program because Victoria is out today. Jay and I will go through the stories from Tech Talk, starting with a focus on Google. We go back over the years, it's been increasingly challenging to keep your personal information off the web, right? We all know that. But apparently, Google has updated its policy, so now that you're able to use this new policy to take more control of your online presence. Google published a blog post last week by the global policy lead for searches, Michelle Chang, explaining how the policy would change and what it means for you who are users. The blog post mentions that users can now request personal information like phone numbers, email addresses, home addresses be removed from any search. The policy expansion also enables people under the age of 18 or their parents to remove their images from Google search. So invasive, Jay. So people find out way too much information. This is a long time in coming, I think, as much as anything else. The Google folks say you'd be able to request the removal of personal information from the web for safety purposes, but they're saying, well, that's not new. We did this for a long time. You could request this a long time ago. But then they didn't do anything about it. That was you could request it, sure. But then you couldn't do it. I think this is a long time coming. I have little use for Google. I think those guys become way too powerful, way too influential, as has Zuckerberg and all the others who are in those fields, frankly, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Way too influential. All right, in a moment, we'll be back with a story from the CEO of Intel. That's up next.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20, because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com. I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
All right, so, Jay, what's the scoop with the latest from the... This is a guy, Pat Gelsinger, who runs Intel, and the latest on the chip shortage. Where are we
here? Yeah, the global chip shortage was predicted to last until at least 2023. However, the Intel CEO, Pat Gelsinger, like you just said, is now suggesting it might be 2024. This is because the shortages have now hit equipment, and some of those factory ramps will be more challenged. And it does kind of sound like a little bit of doom and gloom, but the chip shortage is an evolving situation. It doesn't affect every kind of chip at every time. Some industries, some parts have been hit worse than others. Intel's own chips are actually doing fairly well. And the company reported some good things in their first quarter for the 2022 earnings calls, but the shortage will stretch into 2024, partly because of the industry's ability to meet demand for new products and new ones being built in lines, not just the existing ones. Game consoles, CPUs, GPUs, they were some of the highest profile items hit by the shortages, but it seems like supply and demand is kind of equalizing there. So it's going to be a little longer than we thought, but it's not every single chip at every single time.
Aren't they spending a lot of money to build plants in America? Well, that's not going to happen overnight either.
No, that's going to take a while. Yeah, this is something that is not going to be an overnight fix no matter what they do.
All right, if you're a senior, as am I, if you're over the age of 55, your cell phone carrier may have special discounts. T-Mobile is offering a couple of lines for 70 or 80 bucks, I think, a month. There's all the promotional stuff on TV, but these are not things that they promote because they really don't. If you have to dig around and ask questions. Like, as soon as I saw this, I'm going to call up Verizon and find out what the deal is with me. I have actually I have 10 cell phones on my account, and I want to know what there is. I spend about 270 bucks a month on cell phone stuff. So take advantage of that if you fit that description over the age of 55. All right, now, speaking of over, we're over time. It's 59 past the hour on the DJV program.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.